What's your zodiac sign?
Oh my God, that is so Sagittarius.
I put the gem in Gemini.
Please, that is such a Leo thing.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to the Ninth House, what I like to call the Relatable Astrology Podcast, where I discuss topics in astrology and share my insights on how you too can use astrology to step into your personal power.
What is up, my astrology people, and welcome back to the Ninth House. Wow, I really feel like it's been a hot minute since I have been on here, guys. But honestly, truth be told, this Mercury retrograde has been particularly, difficult for me. Let me just say that Mercury has been a real fucking bitch to me. And I have decided to just take a moment and step back from technology because for some reason it was just not working for me. So please, guys, forgive me for my little hiatus of disappearing off the face of the earth with the podcast series, because I know that I have left you Capricorns, Aquarius, and Pisces behind. And I just wanted to let you guys know I didn't forget about you guys. You guys are coming up. I just simply have been at war with Mercury, so I needed a minute to retract. But now we are back. And so today we are going to continue my Sun Sign Zodiac mini-series. And so today is the 10th episode. And in this mini-series, I go over each of the zodiac signs' personality traits one episode at a time. And in these episodes, I break down for you guys the five main influencing factors that contribute to each of the signs' personality. And on an astrological point of view, we're going to have a look at what each sign's purpose is. And just to be clear, this doesn't mean your personal purpose, but rather it means the purpose of your zodiac sign, which will then explain why it is in your nature to be the way you are, depending on which zodiac sign you fall under. And as well, we are going to have a look at what lesson each sign is here to teach us. And of course, I will be adding my two cents in, giving my advice on how to use your strengths and weaknesses to your advantage. And so for today's 10th episode, we are going to have a look at our Capricorn sun signs. It's been long awaited, I know, but what's up, my Capricorns? Today's episode is all about you. So as always, we are going to start off by getting all of our basic information in. And so when we are looking at a sign's personality traits, there are five main influencing factors that will come and play a role here. And so that is number one, the house that it's in. Number two, its element. Number three, its modality. Number four, its ruling planet. And number five, its symbol, of course. And so for Capricorn, being that they are in the 10th sign of the zodiac, they will hold their place in the 10th house. And its element is Earth. Its modality is cardinal. Its ruling planet is Saturn, and its symbol is the sea goat. Alrighty then, we have gotten all the information that we need to proceed. So let's break this down piece by piece. So the first influencing factor of Capricorn's personality is going to be the house that it's from. And so as we have just mentioned, Capricorns are from the 10th house. And so what does the 10th house represent? The 10th house is the house of career, status, achievements, and reputation. It's the house of prestige and recognition and authority figures. It's the house that shapes our public life in terms of what we are going to be known and remembered for. So right away, we can see here that with this 10th house influence, Capricorns are going to be people who place a lot of value on their career and social status. In fact, to a Capricorn, gaining prestige and recognition for their success will be their ultimate desire. And so this is why Capricorns are known to be overachievers. They hold themselves to very high standards, expecting the very best performances from themselves. Whatever their line of work is, you know, whether it's being a homemaker or an artist or being the CEO of a corporate company, whatever it is that a Capricorn is striving for, there are high chances that they will become the very best at it. Not only because image is so important to them and that they seek the winning title, but also because they have this incessant desire to master everything that they do and basically conquer wherever they go. And being that they hold themselves at such high standards, it's no surprise that they also expect this of others around them. And so often Capricorns can come off as cold and reserved individuals because there are chances that if you do not match their level of standards, they will not be interested in associating with you. Now, this may seem a little bit harsh, but at the end of the day, let's be real. We all have our own version of standards in some form or another. And it's simply that Capricorns, coming from the house of reputation and status and achievements, well, they will have these standards naturally much higher than any other sign, as this is the house that they come from. This is their core energy. Capricorns have a serious and purposeful lifestyle, which doesn't leave much room for chit-chat that isn't relevant to them, and that's all. And Capricorns will be one of the most straightforward signs that you can ever deal with. They will literally match the effort and energy that you give to them. In any of their relationships and their lives, they will do for you as you do for them. If you're a dick, they will be a dick. If you are giving and servable, they will be giving and servable in return. It's that simple. They're literally that straightforward. So whatever vibes that you're getting from a Capricorn, just know that it is the mirror of your own vibes towards them. Also, being from the 10th house of career, status, and reputation, Capricorns will often desire things in life that quote-unquote society have deemed successful endeavors, and this leads them to not always doing what they themselves find to be what they want to be doing, really. So Capricorns will have this inner slaveness to society's high demands, meaning that they will always be driven to achieving the success that is most recognized by their peers and society in general. Titles are important to them, and so being seen as an authority figure is important to them. The downfall of this is that sometimes Capricorns have a tendency to selfishness, as in they are willing to do whatever it takes to quote-unquote get to the top. You know, their motives are often self-centered and always in their best interest, regardless of who they may have to kind of crush on their way to the top. Capricorns are extremely ambitious and have a highly competitive nature. Although they may come off quiet and reserved to others, it would be a great mistake to underestimate a Capricorn's ability and intention to get what they want. Capricorns are born winners. They don't know what it is to lose. It's simply not part of their vocabulary. And naturally, as people who strive for success and status, Capricorns will want to provide for the ones that they love, mainly in a materialistic manner. So this is often how they will express their love and their like care. This is kind of their love language, because Capricorns will be very protective of their loved ones, and they will see them as an extension of themselves. So whoever is their friend, their lover, their child, whatever it is, the Capricorn will make sure to bring that person that they love with them to the top. So now, moving on to our second influencing factor of Capricorn's personality, and that is going to be its element, Earth. And so this is the third and final time that we are going to have a look at Earth signs, since Capricorn is the last and final Earth sign after Taurus and Virgo. And while all Earth signs have similar characteristics, we know that each sign uses their element's energy differently. So first off, let's recap. What does the Earth element bring to a Capricorn's personality? Well, when we think of Earth, we can think of the ground under our feet, you know? It's stable, it's steady, it's not going anywhere. It's unmovable, it's secure, it's reliable. And so the element of Earth represents exactly that. It represents stability, being grounded and dependable. It also means being very stubborn and hardworking. And so it is not surprising that our overachieving, status-seeking Capricorns will be of Earth element. Because being from Earth element, Capricorns are blessed with the practical and dependable qualities needed to achieve success. For Capricorns, the road to success is a well-planned-out map. Very pragmatic, Capricorns will look at things from all possible angles and find the exact method that will lead them to the top. They will never leave things up to chance. They are not at all risk takers, but rather they approach each task and decision with organized action. As the sign representing pure ambition, Capricorns know that the road to success requires long-term efforts, and they are willing to invest long hours in the process. They learn by doing, and often they learn the hard way. But it is this learn by doing method that makes them so successful, as they build on what they have learned. A Capricorn will never make the same mistake twice, but they will remember each previous winning combination to build off of in order to achieve their goals. Being an Earth sign means for Capricorns that feelings are often internalized and processed much more rationally than not. However, this is not to say that Capricorns are emotionless. Not at all. On the contrary, Capricorns have a great emotional depth. They simply do not let that show on the surface level, as they are very protective of their energy and they have very stiff boundaries to protect themselves. And so just like your fellow Earth signs, Taurus and Virgo, you all share a very dry and sarcastic sense of humor. And so this adds to the reason as to why Capricorns sometimes can come off as cold and reserved. And not to forget, Earth signs are all about enjoying and relishing in the pleasures of the physical and material world that we live in. So it comes as no surprise that Capricorns will be refined individuals who enjoy indulging and dining out to expensive restaurants and going to extravagant parties and traveling and staying in luxurious hotels and resorts. Naturally, as an Earth sign, Capricorns will have very materialistic tendencies. And now moving on to our third influencing factor of the Capricorn's personality, we have a look at its modality. And so what does the word modality even mean? Well, when you think of the word modality, think of the word mode. You can think of an on mode, an off mode, a sleep mode. A mode is simply a state in which you are in naturally. And so for Capricorn, its modality is cardinal. Capricorn is going to be our final cardinal sign, as we have covered each of the cardinal signs from Aries, Cancer, Libra, and to now Capricorn. So you may notice that there is one cardinal sign for each of the elements. There's a cardinal fire, which is Aries, a cardinal water, which is Cancer, a cardinal air, which is Libra. And now finally, we have a cardinal earth, which is Capricorn. And so to recap, what does the cardinal modality mean? So the cardinal modality makes for highly determined individuals, as they are the initiators of the zodiac. Being of cardinal modality, you are a self-motivated leader, and you are happiest when you are running the show. You are also reasonable and traditional in nature. Being of cardinal modality makes you to have very strong leadership skills. And so Capricorns, being of cardinal modality, means that they have a clear vision for their goals and they know just how to create plans to achieve them. And since you are cardinal, meaning you are a leader, you are great at influencing people in the direction of your vision. Being of cardinal modality means that you have a natural ability in the social scene. Even though Caps are known to be cold and reserved, they have this authoritative aura to them that people are naturally inclined to look up to. Capricorns give off big dad vibes. You know how typically dads are the authoritative figure in the family household? How they seem strict and demanding, but also you never want to disappoint your father. You always seeking his approval. Well, this is kind of how we feel in the presence of a Capricorn. We just want to impress daddy. We want daddy to love us, and we want to do as daddy says. And so Capricorns will have many acquaintances throughout their lives, mainly in the purpose of career networking, but they will also hold a handful of very close friends. And they will often have different categories of group friends, you know, where each group will serve to a different purpose and fulfill a specific common interest. And this is because of their practical, earth, and goal-oriented, structured lifestyle. Everything and everyone must have a purpose in Capricorn's life. Also, Cardinal Capricorn has an independent nature to them, and not in a free-spirited Sagittarius kind of way, but more in an independent way that they like to create their own work structures and rules. As leaders of the zodiac, they're action-oriented. They initiate concrete plans into action and they make big moves. They make things happen. And so another common trait that the cardinal modality will bring to the Capricorn is their desire for control. As leaders, all cardinal signs have a desire to have control over their external environments. Because being in control equals leadership. And in the case of Capricorn, it also equals dominance. And remember, Capricorns, they want to conquer. They want to dominate. They want to be the very best of the best. It is also one of the common downfalls of the cardinal signs to have some selfish tendencies, always having their own interests at heart and unafraid to step on people's toes if needed. And lastly, cardinal signs are the trendsetters and trend spotters of the zodiac. And so this means that Capricorns will often have a very trendy sense of style, but always in a very elegant and sophisticated manner. Don't forget, they are an earth sign, so their fashion will be conservative, but chic and inexpensive taste. And now, having a look at our fourth influencing factor of the Capricorn's personality is its ruling planet, Saturn. Oh, Saturn. Saturn is like that disciplinary father who is always reminding you of your responsibilities and that, unfortunately, it is time to grow up. And so Saturn is really seen as the serious planet, and it's also known as the malefic planet. So that seems bad, but to be honest, it's really important to note that although the lessons that come from Saturn are tough, there's a lot of incredibly beneficial life experiences that will come from Saturn's energy in your chart. And so, what does Saturn represent anyway? Well, if I haven't given it away already, Saturn is the planet of responsibilities, maturity, discipline. Saturn is our strict, tough love life teacher who really wants to help us tap into our greatest potential. And so Saturn's influence will be extra tough on us to make sure that we overcome our fears and obstacles in order to become the highest, most mature version of ourselves to achieve our destiny. And Saturn is also the planet of karma. And so Saturn is there to give you what you put in. Here we can see that Saturn's influence on Capricorn is pretty obvious. If Capricorn is going to be the zodiac sign that represents status, achievement, and recognition, it only makes sense that Saturn will be the planet behind all of this, reinforcing Capricorn's desire to produce their best work. And so Saturn is what makes Capricorns to have such a strong sense of discipline when it comes to achieving their goals. Having Saturn as ruling planet means for Capricorns that there will always be an underlying tone of seriousness lingering within them at all times. They are very harsh and self-critical. It's kind of what makes Capricorns to be so pessimistic. In fact, you can think of Saturn as the exact opposite of Jupiter. So if you listen to the Sagittarius episode right before this one, where I talk about Jupiter, then you know that it's the planet of positivity, optimism, opportunity, expansion, and it's boundaryless. Well, Saturn is the exact opposite. Saturn is all about boundaries, limitations, rules, and restrictions. And so Capricorns love rules because they set a clear and workable path for all. Rules create structure, and structure is what Capricorns are all about. And let's not forget that Capricorns are an earth sign, and earth signs thrive in practicality. Therefore, Saturn's energy of rules and regulations and structure is of a natural flow for Capricorns. And it is this exact energy that makes them see life as a task that must be completed, a duty that must be fulfilled, in contrast to seeing life as an adventure and fun and full of opportunities. Caps internally feel that they must work hard, stick to their well-planned-out methods, and find success within the boundaries and limitations of our society. And so this is why Capricorns are often seen as serious or like brooding types, and not in like a Scorpio's mysterious way, brooding way, you know, but more in a skeptical and cynical kind of way. Because rules are in itself limitations, and limitations, well, they create blocks and frustrations, right? So it makes sense that Capricorns will carry a potentially pessimistic view on life. And this is not to say that Caps can't have fun or don't live happy, fulfilling lives. No, absolutely not. It's simply that it's more natural for a Capricorn to happily submit to society's way of doing things and thrive within that framework. They don't need to like spread their wings and be free like a Sagittarius or an Aquarius, let's say. These are the signs that absolutely can't stand limitations and restrictions. And so they would never feel like they are thriving within society's constraints. But a Capricorn easily could, being that they are ruled by Saturn. And so, yes, Capricorns will be extremely disciplined and take life very seriously. And being that Saturn is a slow-moving planet, this translates to Capricorn's personality in the sense that it may take some time for them to embrace their responsible and mature qualities. And also that their road to success will take some time. And this is because of the energy of Saturn. Like I said, it's a slow-moving planet. And so Capricorns will slowly grow into their maturity, and Capricorns will slowly grow into their success. Success is not an overnight thing, and Capricorns know this, and this is why they are disciplined and consistent. Slow and steady wins the race, as I always say for my earth signs. We know that Capricorns are not about to jump the gun and go out on a limb or take big risks, because Caps will set a plan, follow the plan, stick to the plan, and end up thriving through that plan. So don't be surprised if a Capricorn says no to that last-minute party or to that backpacking adventure in a foreign country. At the end of the day, if it's not in the schedule for them, it's likely to be a no, because even having fun is time slotted in their calendar. And now, lastly, moving on to our final influencing factor of the Capricorn's personality is their symbol, the sea goat. Well, that's interesting. A sea goat, right? It's kind of like a mermaid goat. Weird to think that these two symbols can mesh together in any way, right? What could that possibly represent for Capricorn? Well, if you look at it, the sea goat has a dual symbolism. And so for the fish-like part of the sea goat, the mermaid part, that represents passion and spirituality, intuition and connection to the soul, where our deepest truths and desires of our beings can be found in our soul, right? And then the other part of the symbol, which represents the goat part, it represents intelligence, ambition, steadiness, and the ability to climb to the top of mountains despite rocky roads. You know the expression from the song, "Ain't No Mountain High Enough"? And similarly, I may add, ain't no sea deep enough. Meaning that Capricorns can go to the highest of highs or the deepest of depths in order to achieve their goals. Also, side note, I'm just going to point out here that as the sign of pure ambition and success, being represented by the goat, which we all commonly refer to as greatest of all time, is also very fitting for a Capricorn's energy. Just gonna put that out there. They are the goats. But moving on with more astrologically based facts, the sea goat is symbolic for our dual nature as humans. Once again, I'm sure you can notice that a lot of the zodiac sign symbol have dual natured energy. And so, being that we are spiritual beings, which are here on earth having this earthly experience, Capricorns, being the sign representing career and ultimately our vocation, well, the challenge of vocation is to integrate our deepest soul-fulfilling passions into the hard physical reality of this material world. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, but basically what I'm trying to say is that the symbolism of the sea goat is that we need to take our soul's purpose and find a way to turn it into your vocation here on this physical earth. To mesh the dream and spiritual world within you with the quote-unquote real physical material world that we live in. Take what's deep within you, aka the fishtail part, and bring it to the top, aka the climbing goat. And so here, being represented by the sea goat, you can see that Capricorns are deeply tied to their desire for success, because what they are striving for really is not empty success. It's not success for the sake of success, but rather achieving success to the Capricorn will mean fulfilling their soul's purpose. And only once they have reached the top of that mountain do they feel like they have truly succeeded. And this is also why Capricorns have a reputation for always, you know, climbing the corporate ladder, or always striving to reach higher goals, always seeking to move higher and higher up in whatever profession they may choose to be involved in. And additionally, being half water, representing their intuitive nature, Capricorns always know just where to step, what move to make, and where to head next in order to make things work in their favor. And so really, Capricorns get the best of both worlds here. They get the mix of the water energy of using their intuition and inner fulfilling desires and bring them to life, to reality. Take what's inside them and bring it to the outside world. All right, so those are the five influencing factors of the Capricorn's personality broken down for you guys. So now that we have gone over the details of each influencing factor one by one, let's just kind of put all of this information together to create an overall Capricorn character storyline. And so it goes like this. Capricorns are the go-getters of the zodiac. As the sign representing ambition and success, it is no surprise that image, status, and reputation will be of utmost importance to them. They are constantly learning from their mistakes and finding ways to reach new heights. They are practical, disciplined, and hardworking, always expecting some form of recognition for their good work. As the sea goat, Capricorns know that everything they need to climb to the top already lies within them. All they have to do is set up a well-thought-out plan and stick to it to the very end. Slowly but steadily, a Capricorn climbs their way to eventual success. They understand and appreciate the true meaning of hard work and long-term effort in order to achieve their goals. Capricorns are unstoppable in the face of their desires, which makes them a relentless opponent and yet an ideal person to have on a team. The career or vocation of a Capricorn will be the single most defining factor in their lives. Without a title of some sort, they will feel less than worthy and is a highly unlikely path for any Capricorn. Capricorn desire a prominent place in society, a place of authority and recognition, perhaps even a place of power. They have great sense of leadership and often have a large network of like-minded people and a small circle of close friends. Although quiet and reserved, Capricorns find ways to thrive in social settings by opting for a dry, sarcastic sense of humor. To others, they come off as cold and reserved, but simply put, with Sirius Saturn as the ruling planet, Capricorns have an intimidating aura and a straight line of vision, always doing things within the permitted boundaries of society. And so they don't like to waste their time with things and people who are simply not on the same wavelength as they are.
Capricorns enjoy the finer things in life, and they will seek to provide monetary and material abundance for the ones they love. Capricorns should be aware of their more challenging personality traits, as they tend to be quite pessimistic and rather sensitive in the face of criticism. Yes, indeed, a Capricorn will have much difficulty digesting criticism of any kind, as they are so focused on their status and reputation. Being criticized will crush their ego and cause them to cut ties with those who did. So, keeping an open mind to constructive criticism will be something a Capricorn will have to work on throughout their lives, as it is in their best interest to be open to improvements. Additionally, being ruled by Saturn makes Capricorns to be highly pessimistic and will also need to work on cultivating a quote-unquote glass half full kind of view on life. And so that's what completes the storyline. And now that we have broken down the five aspects one by one and we have put it all back together in this short storyline, what have we learned about Capricorn's personality? What can we see? Well, we can see that Capricorns are going to be people who are very driven and who have a strong desire for success and recognition. We know that they are pragmatic, responsible, and very good at not only abiding by the rules, but finding ways to thrive within the constraints of such rules. We know that they are going to be people who are more on the reserved side, more introverts, who keep their emotions internalized, and who know how to keep their cool, so to speak. We know that they are leaders, that they are builders and climbers, and they are usually very influential in their community and hold some form of authority. We also know that they're going to have a strong pessimistic outlook on life with a certain sensitivity to criticism. But overall, Caps are known to be the ambitious go-getters of the zodiac. Now, let's have a look at the purpose of Capricorn in the zodiac, because yes, all zodiac signs have a purpose and is here to contribute to the world in their own way, as well as teach us a lesson. So, as for Capricorn, their purpose in the zodiac is to achieve heaven on earth by bridging the gap of the spiritual and physical world. Now, I know this sounds all very esoteric and woo-woo, but technically, this is what Capricorn's sole purpose is. And once again, let me just remind you that this doesn't mean that this is your soul's purpose if you happen to be a Capricorn, but rather it's the purpose of the Capricorn's archetype. And so this is all symbolic energies. You know, no one here is expecting you to actually bring heaven on earth, unless you're Jesus Christ, which, funny enough, Jesus was a Capricorn. See, astrology makes no mistakes. Even Jesus Christ's destiny was written in the stars for him. No, I'm joking around, guys. I'm just joking. Okay, back to seriousness. So, backtracking a little bit, where the Sagittarius's purpose was to seek the truth and to unravel our inner spiritual destiny, while Capricorns are here to learn how to physically and practically bring this spiritual destiny to life here on Earth. And so Capricorns are here to help lead the way in showing us that by following our inner spiritual purpose is the only way to truly be successful. Capricorns are the sign that is symbolic of success and dedication to accomplishing your goals. And so they are here to show us how to proactively fulfill our destinies. And although Capricorns will give great importance to external validation
It is when they connect to their inner power that they begin to truly unleash their remarkable abilities. When the Capricorn is being true to themselves and their nature, they also begin to inspire others and to teach us how to live in harmony with our own true nature. We were not born on this earth to simply work and pay bills and die. We are spiritual beings having a human experience in this physical world. And so we have come here with our own unique inner purpose to fulfill here on earth. And while Capricorn is here to embody what it takes to achieve our goals and bring our soul's purpose to fruition, they must remember that connecting to their inner power is the only true road to success, regardless of what external factors are involved. And this will be a Capricorn's challenge in this lifetime, to step away from external validation that they seek and to listen to their own inner wisdom to obtain the results that they truly desire. Capricorn's main goal must not be connected to the outside world, but rather to the world within themselves. In other words, they need to stop allowing external conditions to dictate what they should do, what they should think, what they should feel, what it means to be successful. Capricorns have to make their own choices, independent of society. If Capricorns do not try to go within and seek what it is that is truly important to them, they're going to spend the rest of their lives, their whole lives, looking for external validation. And they're going to start to define their own success and self-worth based on what other people say of them or see from them. And so this will lead the Capricorn to think that they can only be an important person if the outside world sees them that way. And this leads Capricorn to fighting for something that is not necessarily something that they want. They're fighting for people's respect and admiration, and it's not necessarily in alignment with what they truly feel like makes them happy. And so this is Capricorn's biggest karmic lesson. They need to learn that instead of building their own life in accordance with the wishes of others, they need to accept, value, and recognize themselves. Either way, a Capricorn is always going to desire status and recognition. It is simply part of what makes them them. However, Caps will live much more fulfilling, happy lives if they find ways to merge their status and success with their own inner soul-fulfilling desires. And at the end of the day, this is exactly what you have come here to be. So that power is readily available to you, my Capricorns. And so here is where my advice comes in. Here is where my little two cents comes in. And once again, my advice sometimes comes off as a little bit woo-woo, but my dear Capricorns, because you are burdened with such heavy, responsible, mature energy, I only wish to advise you in ways which I believe will lighten your load. And so my advice is, take a moment in your life to stop and ask yourself, is what I am doing really making me happy? Regardless of, you know, what salary you're making, what's your status, what people are thinking of you, I really want you to take a moment to look within. Now, I know nobody really likes to do that because it's a lot of work, but let me tell you, you guys have the potential to be and do and succeed at whatever it is that you do. You can, if you can be so good at a job that you hate, imagine how good you can be at a job that you love. And so my advice is, whatever it is that makes you happy, go for it. Go for it. Regardless of what other people will think of you initially, because either way, by the end of your journey, you will succeed. And therefore, at the end, you will get the recognition that you seek and desire. You will have that reputation. You will have prestige. So why not align to what is good for you? Align to what makes you feel good. And so if you think in your head that what you need to do is be the CEO of like some big corporate company because that's what, you know, the status and that's what makes you look good to other people. But at the end of the day, you have no time to spend with your family. You have to work long hours. You can't go on vacations. You're not really enjoying your life. You've got the status, but you don't enjoy your life. Now, I know you're good at, quote unquote, not enjoying life so much. You don't have to live like that. Not just because Saturn is your ruling planet and you have this feeling all the time that you gotta be so serious and that you gotta be so, you know, practical about everything. It doesn't mean that you can't do what you love. So, with that said, my advice to you Capricorns is to take a moment to reflect on what it is that makes you happy. I would say, I know this is so damn cheesy, but just make it. Just make this list of, you know, 10 things that make you super happy. Whatever they are, no one's looking at you, no one's judging you. If it makes you shy, you throw that piece of paper out after, whatever you want. Just make a list of at least 10 things that make you really happy. And within those 10 things, or 20, or 100, or whatever, as much as you want to put on your list, then go through them and filter and kind of like through a process of elimination. Like, what is it that makes you truly passionate inside? You know, let's say example on your list, you put, oh, I like soccer. Oh, I like shopping. Oh, I like helping people. Oh, then go through process of elimination. So do I prefer soccer or do I prefer shopping? I think I prefer soccer a little bit. Okay, so soccer comes down. So do I prefer soccer or helping people? You know what? Helping people really fulfills my soul. Okay, so helping people. Then I go down. So do I prefer helping people or do I prefer, interior design? You know what? I love to help people, but when I do interior design, man, I feel at my best. And so, you know, kind of break it down through your list to figure out what it is that is so truly strong and like fulfilling inside of you. And then you'll know that that is where you need to go. That is your mountain that you need to climb. Because honey, I promise you, you will make a killing. You will be the best at it. You will be so brilliant at it. Stop being afraid of what others will think of you and simply be you. And by being you, people will be blown away. People will want to respect you and love you even more. And here's a little extra tip or secret that I'm gonna say here on this podcast. And you know, when people are confident and when people do exactly what it is that make them happy unapologetically, yeah, maybe at first some people, you know, they'll judge and they'll try to dismantle and try to break you down. But eventually, when you burn through with undeniable confidence, people, there's like a switch that happens in people's mind. Then they feel inspired. Then they look up to you and they say, wow, you know, they really pushed through. They really went from like bottom to top. And this is what you strive for, Capricorn. That is the true status and success. So even if you go through that period at the beginning where you're unsure and, you know, what will people think of me or this or that, at the end of the day, at the end of your journey, people are going to look at you and say, wow, this person really, they took what they wanted and they went for it all the way to the top. No looking back. And that Capricorn, that's your power. That's what you're good at. And that's what you're made to do. So, all this to say, back to my advice. I say, if you're unsure and you're unhappy in what you're doing right now, and you're thinking, am I only doing this because I really like the status and recognition and prestige that it gives me at the end of the day? It's time to make that list. It's time to make the list of what it is that really, you know, tickles your pickle or whatever it is, and figure it out and then go for it. Just go for that one thing that aligns with what truly feeds your soul. And you will see, Capricorn, you are going to be so successful. And so that's what I have for you guys for today's Capricorn episode. But before I let you guys go, as always, I wanted to leave you guys off with some Capricorn celebrities, just so that you guys can have a reference point and so that you guys can know who your Capricorn brothers and sisters are. And so we have John Legend, Michelle Obama, Bradley Cooper, Orlando Bloom, Ellen DeGeneres, Ryan Seacrest, Jared Leto, Kit Harington, Denzel Washington, LeBron James, Kate Middleton, Jim Carrey, Betty White, Zayn Malik, Liam Hemsworth, Nina Dobrev, Kate Moss, Elvis Presley, Martin Luther King Jr., Jude Law, Anthony Hopkins, and Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean. And so that's a wrap for today's 10th episode of my Sun Sign Zodiac mini-series. I really hope that you guys enjoyed learning more about the Capricorn Sun Signs. In the next episode, we will be going over the infamous Aquarius Sun Signs. I usually try to upload one episode every week. However, I don't have a fixed date for it yet. So if you guys want to know when the next episode will be coming out and you want to be notified, then all you have to do is click subscribe at the top of the podcast, and then you'll be notified the next time that the new episode comes out. And if you guys have enjoyed today's episode, or any episode at all for that matter, I would be so grateful if you guys can share it with your friends, or maybe share it on your social medias. My mission is to help you guys and help as many people as possible to gain knowledge on astrology, to gain knowledge on themselves, as astrology is truly the greatest self-help tool for self-discovery and for better understanding people around you in general. So I'm asking you guys to help me in my mission by leaving a rating and a review for this podcast, as this is the best way to grow the podcast organically and to gain visibility for those who are searching for this kind of content. And as always, if you guys wish to message me privately with any of your questions or concerns regarding today's episode or any episode at all or any questions whatsoever, feel free to do so through email. My email is listed in the show notes below. Or you can send me a DM on Instagram at the Ninth House Podcast. Until then, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Love you lots. Bye.